Well, hello there. I'm Chris Wink, and in the studio with me, Sal Prizzio, and we have Jim Murphy as well from Proctor's. Guys, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
There's a very special event happening on April 14th, right?
Sounds about right.
Are you guys all geared up and ready to do this?
We are getting there. We are certainly getting there.
We probably should have taken 9 months to plan this, but we've done it in two, and we're going to pull it off.
What kind of things have you noticed in planning this that you like, boy, I wish we had that 9 months?
There's a lot of logistics involved with an event of this size. We are learning quickly. We have great resources over at Proctor's, and people have done events like this before, so they're helping us out quite a bit.
The event that we're talking about is the Eddie's Regional Music Awards. What prompted you guys to come up with this awards process?
I came from the Syracuse market, grew up there and was a young adult over there. And back in 92, jazz promoter over there, Frank Malfitano, created something called the Syracuse Area Music Awards. They started in 93, so this is their 26th year. They just had their event. One of the cool things I saw over the years was not just the ceremony was cool and they had a regional music hall of fame, but more and more activity between the artists, between the award seasons, getting together and collaborating on everything from, you know, something called Beetlejuice and Homeward Bound to Christmas concerts. This past Christmas, they did a Chieftains album live in a church. About 40 musicians came together. I moved over here about 13 years ago, and I hadn't seen quite the level of collaboration and celebration in the market. And in the back of my mind, this was something I always wished somebody would do. And then I came to work at Proctor's, and it seemed like a little bit more achievable. And then when Sal came aboard with his expertise, I said, let's do this. And fortunately, he was game, so here we are.
Awesome. Sal Prizzio, Jim Murphy from Proctor's here with me. The Eddies. Now the name is probably pretty obvious, but let's have you tell us the story of why you chose the Eddies.
You look like you're ready to answer that one.
A lot of brainstorming between Sal and I around the name and really early throughout Thomas Edison because of the gramophone. And then anytime I'm thinking about naming anything, I research to make sure we're not stepping on somebody else's toes. And one of the things we found out very quickly was that was the original working name for the Grammys. If you go back and look at the Hollywood Reporter from the 1950s, that was the working title, and then they ended up calling it something else. So then it just seemed like a no-brainer. We had to go there.
Now, how did you decide on, was it 38 categories? You have a lot of categories.
Oh, we started with many more categories than that. There was a committee of people in a room that we had to sit there and whittle down and whittle down and whittle down to make, we want to make the award ceremony as manageable as possible and as enjoyable as possible for everybody. We didn't want to do a 6-hour award show. So we really tried to find which strengths are in our market, celebrate those for the first year, and perhaps expand in future years.
The target was always 3 hours. We didn't want to go over 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Similar award shows in 50 markets from Syracuse to Seattle, and the average was in the mid-20s to mid-30s, and that seemed achievable. There's one market that did 80, and we'll never go there.
The reason I ask that is oftentimes these sort of awards processes don't culminate in an actual awards show. So not only are you putting together the Eddies Awards, there's actually a really cool show that's going to happen.
Yeah.
On April 14th.
I think that was part of the concept behind it was, and as Jim spoke to before, we're trying to find different ways to help coalesce this amazing market of musicianship and artistry. And one of the ways to do that is if we can have this foundational touch point a couple times a year, whether it's the Eddies or some of the Capitol Records live shows that we're doing, for musicians to get together, kind of bond over music, talk about the process, and just kick back, have a couple drinks, and enjoy themselves over it. If this is the thing that we can do on an annual basis that helps build that, then that's exciting. That's a really cool thing. Like that's, when I was a musician, I wish, you know, when I was in Connecticut at the time or Boston or New York, we didn't have stuff like that. You were kind of lost in the sea of things on a year-by-year basis. So this is the goal of this, is to kind of establish this as an annual kind of thing for everybody to get together and celebrate.
Now, one of the things that we found since we've been on the air is that the musician community is a very tight-knit. Everybody does know everybody.
Yeah.
So I bet this is being welcomed by folks as a way for everybody to get together.
That's been one of the biggest, not surprises to me, but one of the most gratifying parts is the amount of emails that we've gotten back just saying, we are so unbelievably grateful and appreciative that you guys are doing this. It's really cool. It's way past its time because we do have a lot of these great, you know, these reader polls and those things that go on, but you're right, they don't culminate in anything. It's like you win, it's great, you post it on your social media, and that's fantastic. But something like this is kind of different only because we all get together. It's a formal celebration. We're trying to make it just like those award shows you see on TV, all the pomp and circumstance, the live performances.
And Sal in a tux.
Yes, and me and definitely in a tux.
Sal Prizio, Jim Murphy from Proctor's here. And you mentioned Capitol Records Live and the Collaborative. That's the sort of the two real parties right behind this, right?
Correct.
That put this together. Tell me about both of these and how you decided that this was going to be what they did.
Capitol Records Live was our introduction working up to the Eddies. And the goal was to get musicians in the room and perform together. We did a classic music of two Beatle albums, and then we did the music of 1969 in a separate event last year. Down the road, we're going to encourage at the award show for people to contact us to do more collaborations. In those two instances, folks performed separately, except at one of the shows we had a grand finale that everybody's on stage together. But we really like to see artists eventually co-write together, perform together. Some of the events I mentioned over at Syracuse, there'll be 8-10 artists on stage, and there might represent two or three different acts, and all of a sudden a saxophonist walks off, a horn section comes on, and a new percussionist comes on, and there's just this real intermingling of musicians and support from one another. In the past year and a half, I've gone on something called the Rock Boat Twice that Sister Hazel band has, and one of the cool things about in that experience is those bands end up touring during the year, they end up recording with one another, they end up producing one another. We're hoping the same thing here, that we're hoping outside of Capitol Records Live and the Eddies, that these folks start looking for opportunities to get together more. And we'll facilitate it when we can through marketing or through a venue or through our partnerships. The magazine, The Collaborative, is a new initiative of Proctor's. It was launched in January. And the goal is to, again, shine the spotlight on the arts community in the greater Capital region. So Collaborative is another sponsor. And we're going to be doing more community events outside of the Eddies, outside of the Capitol Records Live. But it's another engagement by Proctor's, which our new regional brand is Proctor's Collaborative. It's another opportunity for us to get out and engage with people.
This is fascinating, this whole idea of the awards and the awards ceremony. And I'm guessing, just I haven't seen anything, but I'm guessing that there might actually be something that the winners will receive.
Oh, yeah.
An actual physical thing that might something to put on their mantle.
Oh, absolutely.
As a nominee, does that interest you, Chris?
It kind of does, actually. Yeah. is the logo that you guys have designed kind of look like that? Or can
the
you
logo
not tell
makes,
me?
The logo makes an appearance. The formal award will be unveiled at the ceremony.
Okay.
There will actually be a pre-show red carpet with a step and repeat that you can take pictures in front of, just like the real award shows. A lot of this goes back to having our guests, our nominees, our judges, everybody feel like they are part of one of the big award shows they see on TV.
You have Aaron Harkes hosting it as the MC, and there's going to be bands playing as well?
Six performances.
Six bands.
Wow.
Six performances, and we have two Hall of Fame inductees, too.
Is that the Lifetime Achievement?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you have playing?
So we have six bands performing. We tried to cover not all the different, but as many different aspects of the music genres that are being represented that night. New York Players are going to be performing, from the cover kind of side of things. Rich Ortiz is performing. We have Wild Blue for the blues. We have Alex Torres and his Latin Orchestra for world music. Bear Grass is performing. And we have Johnny Two Phones doing hip hop. They'll be interspersed throughout the evening.
And then you have a number of folks getting up there to present the awards, just like the award show.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have some nominees, some local entrepreneurs, some local celebrities, news personalities. Tried to mix that up as much as possible, just to make it as entertaining, as enjoyable for everybody in the room.
Now, if folks want a little bit more information than what we're talking about here, where could they go to find that info?
Proctors.org.
And tickets are available there, too?
Yep.
They're available. We also have a website if you want to go and look at the categories and who was nominated. It's theeddieawards.com.
You mentioned when we first were getting set up to record that there might be sort of next steps. Once this has happened, where do you see the Eddie Awards taking Proctors, the Collaborative, and the Eddies themselves?
There's a few examples. One is we had a international beer brand talk to us about possibly working with us to be out and have Eddie showcases and Capitol Records live events at different venues. So one of the things we're going to do on the night of the Eddies is talk to venues and say, hey, our stage is actually pretty booked this fall because we have two Broadway shows teching. So we really like to get out there in the community and bring Capitol Records live out in the community. So we want to talk to venues about that. We want to talk to artists about collaborations and who they want to perform with and what kind of music do they want to perform and could they see themselves in a singer-songwriter circle or possibly collaborating on music writing, or is it, you know, a favorite album that they want to recreate? So we'll be talking to people about that. And then we also want to hear from people that just say, hey, did you think of this category? Did you think of this artist? You know, why didn't Chris win more awards?
Why not?
But looking for this to be really interactive. And the goal is to draw more people into nominating and judging over time and make it a real, again, collaboration.
So as you guys were doing the setup and getting this all ready to go, the Eddie's Regional Music Awards, is there one thing that has sort of stood out to you that like, wow, that was really cool, wasn't expecting that?
For me personally, going through some of the nomination process and watching the judges vote and everything else, there was a lot of stuff out there that I was not aware of. My job is to book artists and stuff, so I try to keep my finger on the pulse of things going on in this market, and there is a ton of amazing artistry going on that I had no idea was going on.
One of the things that was cool for me was the photography being done. We actually have a Photography of the Year category, people filming the local music scene, and I was really impressed with the portfolios and didn't know a lot of that existed. And Sal said just a bunch of new artists come on my radar screen that I'm now trying to get out to see, but also even just going to listen to them in YouTube or streaming somewhere. It's been great.
Sal Prizio, Jim Murphy, Proctor's Theater, thank you guys for making the Eddie's Awards.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
We're super excited to be a part of it.
Absolutely, we are too.